everyone, and welcome to the Untrues podcast with me, Ian Todd. Before we talk to Clever Peter, I'd like to tell you about Edinburgh, any sort of recommendations I have for you. So I did a sports talk for Elise Harris as well, that was really good as well, so you should definitely catch her. It's called Under Your Feet, and it's Elise Harris about urban archaeology. Yeah. 1405 until the 25th, and that's at Southside Pub, which is venue 148. And also at the same venue, got Fresh Faces at the Free Fringe, which is on at 4:30. Also on at 6 o'clock at a place called Blue Shoes, which is 245. And they're basically kind of just, they've got like the best acts and new names and stuff from across the fringe, which is really good. I played at that. It was really cool. And also Mark Burrows as well and Andrew O'Neill are doing a show at Cannon's Gate at 7:15. And I'm just going to try and find the venue number. But everyone knows where Cannon's Gate is normally anyway, because it's obviously quite a popular venue. Venue 65, and that's on the Royal Mile as well. As part of the show, when I saw them, Andrew O'Neill wasn't there, so I got to see some interesting acts as well. And one of them was a highlight for me was Rob Orton, and he's doing a show called The Yellow Show, and that's on 4 p.m. at the Banshee Labyrinth, and that's venue 156. Obviously, there's a lot of mainstream stuff that's dead expensive and stuff. I also went to see Andrea Hubert at the Caves at 1:30. And that's four acts from across the festival. And that's a fiver to get in. But it was very good. Andrea was really good. So, yes, we can get little bits and pieces which aren't overly expensive. But when, like, Sean Hughes and people like that ask £14 for an hour and stuff, it's like, you know, if you're going for the day, it's pretty expensive to say the least anyway. So, yeah, so hopefully, if you just get the Free Fringe catalogue as well, I think I'll stand in good stead, because there's loads of stuff. Just leave donations at the end and stuff. So hopefully I've helped you with stuff. And I've also got my stand-up set that I did at Edinburgh is going to be an audio podcast as well. So that should be out soon. So do you want to tell people how to find out about you on the World Wide Web, website, Twitter, etc., etc.?
Yeah, sure. It's not just me here. There are the others here as well.
Hello.
So my name's Richard Bond. I'm the Red Clever Peter.
I'm Will. I'm the Yellow Clever Peter.
I'm Ed, the blue jumper one.
And I'm Dom. I co-write the show with these guys.
Yeah, so do you embrace social media then?
Well, I think you can guess from the fact that it took us nearly 2 hours to just have a simple Skype conversation that none of us are particularly technically minded, but we're on Twitter, aren't we?
We're on Twitter, Facebook, website, cleverpeter.com. We're not... We're not on Instagram yet, or Bebo.
We tried Google. MySpace. It must be on MySpace.
We actually are on MySpace,
just
I think.
Joined, haven't we?
No, I think we've deleted the account. I think.
We're just getting onto MySpace. It's going to be big. You watch it.
I've heard that Tom guy on MySpace really pushing it at the moment. So you know, you never know. You know. who's this Peter guy then? Who's this clever Peter lad? Where did you come up with the name then?
Well, who wants to take this one? The name. Do we want to lie and make it sound interesting, or do we want to tell him the boring, tedious truth?
Boring, tedious truth.
It's one vote for boring, tedious truth.
Yeah, your truth.
Yeah, Dom's going to tell you the truth, the real story. So strap yourself in and prepare yourself for a white knuckle ride. Here it comes.
The first gig was impending and we still didn't have
Shut
a name.
No, carry on, mate.
The first
carry
gig,
on,
yeah, it
Come
was,
on.
So we were basically just trying to sort of spitball names, coming up with stuff. I think we
use the word spitball.
I've used it now, I've done it.
Oh, too late.
I think we were looking at a DVD rack and we were taking different bits from different films, and I think we eventually arrived with Mystic Peter, for a while, taken from Mystic River and Peter Pan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still there?
And we were almost going to go with that.
Tom's the one who doesn't perform, that's why.
And it was almost going to be that, and then I think we were sat around a coffee table, and I think it was actually one of Ed's friends sort of said, "What about Clever Peter?" And it just kind of stuck with everyone. Everyone quite liked it, and that was it. It was born.
Yeah, he was also a character in our first Edinburgh show who basically was a demon who overtook Enid Blyton's brain and made her write very dark short stories. So we made him into a character.
Which were the sketches of the
show. So yeah. In terms of a good little segue, in terms of Edinburgh, are you playing Edinburgh this year then?
Well, we're not going up as a unit, as Clever Peter, but our very own Edward Eales White will be going up there with his show, which he will now tell you all about.
Yeah, I'm going up. It's a show... And it's at the Pleasance.
Now, if that doesn't sell it...
what a plug. Brilliant.
He really hops on free advertising, Ed, as you can see.
It's called Champions, and it's at the Baby Grand at...
5.40? 5.40. Thanks, Will.
That's what I mean.
And it's literally... It's literally...
5.45.
Ed doing some fantastic character work, so that's going to be... Well, so I think if anyone who goes and see it, we'll see where a lot of...
Rich is getting married.
I'm going up to Edinburgh and I'm getting married, but we're not selling tickets because last time the reviews were terrible. So we're not going to do
now, isn't it?
Third wife. I'm longing for that 5-star marriage.
Are you going up to Edinburgh, Ian?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm planning to do maybe like a couple of days there, something like that. Because I've done the whole kind of long thing before. This time I'm just kind of going to... I like just watching other people's shows as well. It's nice kind of just switching off from doing your own thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because it is really exciting, Edinburgh. I think a lot of people still, like, who aren't into comedy, think if you go to Edinburgh and do a show, you've made it. And you make loads of money as well. No, you don't, you know?
I don't know why they think that if everyone's coming back again and again and looking more and more ill and sort of riddled with alcoholism and just generally more depressed, and then they're like, oh, wow, are you having fun? Are you enjoying it? Are you glad to be back? But there is an element of excitement, I think, when you go and see someone else's show and you don't have to deal with all the like sort of after-show headaches and all the pre-show headaches. You just go along and enjoy the show. You sort of, I see that, you enjoy that a bit more, actually.
It's also true that what you said then, it's like Edinburgh can't be the end goal, because it's, you know, if you do think that, then you're ultimately, you will fail, and you will end up in the gutter.
So in terms of when you've done live stuff, where's the your favourite venue then, just across the country, which you've done before?
Good question. We've done some. Brighton is quite a sort of home from home for us, because we've done lots of gigs there.
Yeah, that was where we did the first. There was four of us originally. We were also joined by a fantastic actress called Miranda Hennessy, and now was she Miranda Seymour now?
Yeah, she does Hennessy and Friends.
She does Hennessy and Friends, so she does sketch as well now. But we were a group of four, and then she got a part in a film. And we were at the Brighton Festival at the time, and we'd just done... Basically, we had four nights. We had two at the start of the festival and two at sort of a few days later. So we did the first two shows. Then Miranda got this film, and she went off and did it. So we were like, shit, we've got to completely rearrange the show and sort of put it back together again. So we did that, and then when we sort of the three of us were on stage, something sort of clicked a little bit, and that's where Clever Peter was born in its first year's form. So the first time we ever performed as Clever Peter as we are now was actually at the 3 and 10 in Brighton. So
what
yeah,
was that venue called in Hull? That was quite good.
The Pave.
Or Worley Village Hall.
Yeah.
the Marks Theatre in Skipton. They were selling some sheepdogs and stuff. Now the most expensive sheepdog was £6,000.
6,000 guineas.
6,000 guineas. Christ,
yeah.
Which we're not sure. Even the people there, we were like, oh, what's the exchange rate on a guinea? And they were like, well, it's sort of a poundish, kind of. So.
£3, £2 is about a pound, two quarters of a pound.
I've since discovered I can settle that now. It's £1.05. So.
Yeah, I can settle it now. Okay. It's £1.74.
There you go.
5 pence.
I'll settle it now at 58p. Go on, 58p. 58p. 80 guinea. So, yeah, that was a good one. Because they used
now
to.
Classic in London,
yeah. Do we have a favourite though? We haven't actually answered this question. We're just listing places that we've done.
I heard that as a question. List places you've
performed. One favourite.
One favourite. Ed, what's your favourite theatre that you've performed at? We've lost him.
I don't know.
Do you have a favourite?
I don't know. It's a collective favourite, isn't it?
Is it?
Our favourite venue.
3 and 10 have probably been the nicest venue.
3 and 10.
Really helpful.
I hate the 3 and 10.
they're like real good venue managers. They're doing a really good job down there. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to say 3 and 10. So let's hope that we answer other questions at speed.
Well, it's going to be, the next one's going to be, you're on tour, you're in your little car, right, driving along. What music are you playing? What music's blasting out recently?
Oh, now this is a good one. This is a good one. We'll probably hand over to Dom for this one. He's our music man, mostly.
I would say I've put together a bit of a classic playlist, which sort of does the job for the score. I've made one album called The Drive.
Simply The Drive.
It's a two-disc.
Two disc.
Can you see we're in with the technology. We use the discs.
Physically two CDs with marker crudely written on it. And it's from, you know, Bowie to the Eagles. So generally probably older cool stuff.
You should see what he's doing to himself.
The whole range, some of the Commitments on there, just a real mixed bag of old classic.
Queen.
Creedence Clearwater, Queen, an absolute staple.
A lot of Queen.
We're not all 50 and above. Just to clarify,
just can
that.
Just appreciate good music at a tender age.
But we use
Stevie
a lot.
Stevie Wonder.
There he is.
I'll be asleep in the back of the van.
Yeah, we'll all be in the back of the car, like, covered in boxes and pillows, reading a book.
Going, turn it off!
Complaining about the Beatles. Ed will be driving, probably in the middle of the night, singing to himself really loud to stay awake, drinking a Red Bull. I'll be in the back, covered in stuff as well, and Dom will be up front.
Trying to stay awake to come give Ed company.
Letting us listen to about 3 seconds of every song before he flicks it up.
That's mental. I enjoy them all. They're all good on the drive. It's one of those albums. There's not a bad one on it. So you can just let it play. Just let it play. And when it finishes, pop it back on. A Joy Division is another one.
Oh, Joy, yeah. That's
more Ed's choice. Good drive. Good driving anthem. He really likes that.
A lot of people when they come on things like this, they always have to go, well, I'm into this sort of thing, and then they just go, yeah, I'm into a bit of dubstep as well. You know, they have to drop in that they're kind of hip, you know. Yeah. They know their stuff.
Definitely hip. We like a bit of.
We love Mr. Temper. We like Mr. Temper and his work.
Yeah. Isn't he tiny?
He's very small. He's miniature yeah. Temper. Something about that. His patience.
Yeah, I saw
him
tiny Temper actually.
Really?
What, supermarket?
No, I saw him at the cinema.
What was he doing?
Who was he with?
Was he selling ice creams?
He was performing, actually. It was a corporate event. He was performing.
Oh. Did he have an entourage?
He is actually pretty small.
That's ironic. Right.
You heard it here. Well, again.
Is he tiny?
You've got yourself a scoop, Ian.
Is he borrower size?
You've got yourself a scoop.
Tiny Tooper. Tooper?
Tiny Tooper.
That's Tooper. Tell the internet. See what happens.
Tiny Temper with a toupee.
We don't really like shit music. So I don't know, dubstep.
You know, I'm into, you know, a bit of modern folk.
I like shit music. Yeah,
yeah, shit music.
I like Phil.
Everybody likes shit. A bit of shit music. Come yeah. on.
Well, that's probably a more interesting question. What shit music do we like? I just said modern folk, but that's not really shit. That's
no,
quite
that's
cool.
Okay, well then,
Stornoway, the band.
I like a bit of
Enya.
I like a bit of like modern hip hop, like Jay-Z, Kanye West, that might be considered shit by somebody.
Talib Kweli, bit of Charlie Tuna.
We all just give one shit song that we
really like.
We like
I quite like, song. Because of patterns, I quite like Justin Bieber, Baby.
That's a
really bad. Yeah. But have you seen the Pappy sketch? It's funnier when you've seen their sketch where they use that track.
Don't try and defend it.
Okay, I masturbate over Justin Bieber. I said it.
No, that's quotable. That's oh yes.
Second scoop in 5 minutes.
If you bring anything from this interview, that's got to be it. That has got to be it. That thing that really defines us well.
It's also got to be our length of answering questions. Will, what's your bad choice of music? A track you like?
I like Tim McGraw, who's a country and western singer.
There you go, Tim McGraw. Have you ever heard of him, Ian?
I haven't. No.
Why would you have done?
Well, there you go.
Everybody would consider him rubbish except me.
Well, there's another scoop. He's going to be worth Googling after this, isn't he, Tim McGraw?
Tim McGraw.
Dom's going to say something like, oh, I didn't like one of those offshoot Bowie tracks that I've got on vinyl. It wasn't as good as some of the others.
I got caught singing Beauty and the Beast at work the other day, so... So that was embarrassing. So, you know, subconsciously, I must be a fan of that.
Never heard that sentence ever. No one's ever said that sentence before.
It was embarrassing. Minus 50 man points.
And I'm a big fan of 90s electronica. So just select anything that falls into that genre and most people will find it disgusting.
Talking about Snap, stuff like that.
Not really, like, sort of. I'm a big fan of Lamb.
Shit.
I like Lamb. Oh, yeah. And Lou Rhodes. I like Lou Rhodes, obviously, from Lamb.
None of that sounds embarrassing. What do you like that's embarrassing?
I sometimes weep at myself in the mirror whilst touching myself.
Yes, yes.
That's pretty embarrassing, and I love that. I don't know. The first album I ever bought with my own hard-earned money was the Spice Girls album.
There you go. Right.
That's
I'm going to have to raise this. I'm going to make you sound cool. I've got to make you sound cool with it.
Yeah, good luck with that.
He's not giving you much to go on.
But he then burnt it while having sex with 9 women and he was only 12.
Yeah, that'll do. I sold it for crack cocaine.
You can also, none of us are virgins. If that makes sense.
True story, that's actually true.
That's true.
It's true.
You can quote us on that one.
Interview. It feels like a smash hit interview at the moment. Next question. You're on Come Down With Me. And you've got 4 celebrities, comedians, TV people to come over. Who are the 4 people going to be?
That, does it matter what we're cooking?
What?
You can make rubbish food, but it's all about the people.
I don't think we'd make rubbish food, Ian.
That's fair enough. If you're a good cake person, that's fine.
I guess we've got to pick one person each then, haven't we?
Yeah, I guess one person. So it can be any celebrity or anything. We're getting them round.
Do they have to be comedians?
Yeah. It can be comedians, models, people who like cats, I don't know.
That's a funny 3 category.
You've covered all the bases.
You've got Top Cat, Claudia Schiffer, and I don't care about the other 2. I'll just be speaking to them.
Right, okay, go on. Got Rich.
Shall I kick yourself? I would like to have at Come Dine With Me. I don't know. This is going to be really
with us.
Yeah, Stephen Fry. I would genuinely find him to be. I bet he's a really interesting man to have around for dinner.
All right. It's
plus he wouldn't. He'd leave it. He'd clean the plate.
Well, it's
Steve.
You know, you've got to work out who you're going to have alongside them. They've got to work
it's
well.
It's dynamic, isn't it?
Dynamic, isn't it? It's everything.
Well, Hugh Laurie then.
I'd probably have. yeah, could have him
proven.
Then Rowan Atkinson.
I'd probably have.
Just bring him back.
I'd probably have Rob Brydon.
Yeah, Rob
so
Brydon.
Stephen Fry, Rob Brydon's my shout.
Angelina Jolie, get a bit of eye candy in the room. It's a bit too full of men.
She would leave a fucking... She wouldn't clean a plate, would she?
No,
she'd have, like, one vegan bean.
Me and Stephen would do it. We'd eat her food.
Brydon, I don't know, then would you go Coogan? But
no,
probably not.
Need a chick in there.
You need a girl in there.
Another chick.
We're not sexist, mate.
Well, I don't know. You just said Angelina Jolie, so we had something to look at. Pretty
I
sexist.
To get a girl in the room.
All right,
you that's
a bit of eye candy. You said.
Did say eye candy.
It's a new app. who would you invite to come down with me?
Well, if the eye candy's covered, Victoria Wood. She's my favourite female comedian of all time. She's brilliant. Should be.
There you go. We've got Stephen Fry, Victoria Wood, Rob Brydon, and Angelina Jolie.
So we'd lock them all in the room and make them write sketches that we would then put our names at the bottom of. Angelina Jolie is actually secretly an incredible sketch writer.
Is she?
Yeah, she's amazing.
She writes half of what's on telly.
Half? 52%.
Can I put a renegade shout for Butler? I'd like Arnold Schwarzenegger to be
as the Butler.
There we are. The ex-governor of California and action film star Arnold Schwarzenegger would be serving us food.
Nice. And I've got one more for you. All of you have got your own club night in the centre of London. You might have already done this. It's a Clever Peter night. Okay, that's what Clever Peter Promotions, right? What's the night going to be called and what sort of music are you going to be playing at this night?
Wow.
That is... He's kooky, isn't he? He's a kooky
cookie. Wow.
So this is music again?
He's nailed the thing that we're worse.
We're running a club night. Presumably, eyebrows would be raised if it was an under-18s, straight away.
Yeah.
Is this... what do we think would make money? Is this a club night we think would make money? Or?
No, no, it'll never make any money.
it's
a one-night thing.
That's harsh.
Naysayer.
You've not seen our business plan yet. It might make money.
Yeah. Give us a moment.
Yeah, it's all lies, your business plan. I never believed any of it, to be honest with you.
Right, so what have we got to decide?
We play the Drive CD. All night.
We'd play the Drive CD and everyone would sit in like little cars. We'd get like old bang of cars and we'd fill the venue with cars.
Table,
yeah.
That's nice.
And then it would be almost like, you know, those American 1950s drive-in movie style places. It would be like that.
And we'd have a dancing competition.
Yeah. In the cars though.
And we'd
Or there'd be Japanese pods coming from the ceiling as well, so you could either dance in the cars or in the Japanese pods.
In the Japanese pod.
Call it
never know.
Peter Rabbit Slim's.
Peter Rabbit Slims.
Not Pulp Fiction.
Clever Peter's Rocking Night.
And we'd do a cocktail called the Dirty Weasel.
And yeah. it would just be like a weasel that's covered in filth that you just receive in half a gefilte fish jar.
Maybe half Scrumpy, half Disaronno.
We'd have to come up with another one that's yellow, red and blue as well, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. We'd have the Galliano Aftershock Blue Curacao.
What music are we playing? What music are we playing?
Dubstep.
Yeah, dubstep.
We'd ask Mr. Temper if he'd come along and we'd give him some yellow pages to
would
stand
you
on.
Like electronica / dubstep, sort of house music, that
country
kind of shit?
Country folk.
I like a lot of the early stuff, the underground shit.
But we'd play it all at the same time.
Early shit, sort of like 2008, whatever.
We get best to do
so we've got old cars, awful cocktails, dubstep.
Yeah. So
sounds like somewhere all the Dalston people would be flocking to, right?
Yeah, but that's how we'd sell it, yeah? Is that we wouldn't tell anyone about it, and then we'd hide the entrance behind a fridge. So the only way of getting in is you'd have to know someone who's actually been there already, and they'd have to tell you where the fridge is.
And it looks like the fridge looks like a down an alleyway of like a dump site.
Yeah.
So you would never go down there anyway.
And once word got out that there's a place you've got to get into for a fridge, people would flock
They'd
there.
Flock there.
And at that moment, we'd change the venue.
We'd change it. We'd move. As soon as someone walked in, we'd be off. And we'd be hidden behind someone else. And the bouncers would be, they'd be actors. And they'd be acting as homeless people.
And it'd also be the outskirts of a very deserted, isolated place.
Yeah.
Somewhere near Hackney Wick, though.
Yeah, somewhere near Hackney Wick.
Like a speakeasy, basically.
Yeah,
very difficult to find.
But no one can speak about it, and as soon as they know where it is, we move.
Yeah.
And that would be the selling point.
That's what I know. What would it be like called Clever Peter Fight Night? Fight Club.
And we'd also replace people's lungs with Hoover bags.
But that's optional. That's just like an extra.
So I think that would make money.
Yeah. So we'd probably call it Clever Peter, Speakeasy, Fight Club, Jack Rabbits, whatever you said.
Rabbit Jack.
Right. I think that's doable. If it work out for you know.
Can we do this, Ian? Have you got any money?
I haven't, but I've got some hour price vouchers you could use.
Do you know what? Yeah, we'll take it. What, are you looking for 40% of the business?
I don't care. I'm just there for the dance. I just have a little dance. But yeah, one last thing. Do you want to do a quick plug for your website and Twitter and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check out, you'll be able to buy our radio series, Strap In, It's Clever Peter, on like iTunes and stuff.
At some point.
At some point, the whole series. So look out for that. Also, you can find out when we're doing gigs and stuff on Twitter and Facebook, both of which are Clever Peter, Clever Peter, Clever Peter, Clever Peter.